Good evening, everyone. We begin tonight, keeping them honest, with a story that is frankly hard to believe. You're going to want to sit down for this one. Nearly 1 month to the day of the horrific shootings in Newtown, Connecticut, in which 26 people were killed, including 20 children. Tonight, we expose a number of people who are claiming that the Sandy Hook shootings were staged. Now, there are always conspiracy theorists lurking online who come up with some horrifically outrageous claims. And normally, we would not dignify these kind of claims with our airtime. These claims are obviously sickening to many in Newtown who have spent the past 4 weeks crying and consoling, burying friends and family members, trying to figure out how to restart their lives. As I said, normally we wouldn't even mention these conspiracy theories. But it turns out one of the people who's peddling one version of this conspiracy theory is actually a tenured associate professor at Florida Atlantic University, a state university that gets taxpayer money. His name is James Tracy. This is a picture of him. This is what he looks like. James Tracy is his name. Now, he claims the shooting did not happen as reported and may not have happened at all. Here's what he wrote on his personal blog, and I quote, "One is left to inquire whether the Sandy Hook shooting ever took place, at least in the way law enforcement authorities and the nation's news media have described." Tracy makes the case, if you want to call it that, that news organizations and the government may have worked together to dupe you, the public, in order to gain support for gun control laws. He even is suggesting that the government may have hired trained crisis actors to aid in this ruse. That's right, trained crisis actors. He's not convinced the parents whose children were killed are really who they say they are. In his blog, Tracy, again, a professor, suggests they may have been, and I quote, "trained actors working under the direction of state and federal authorities and in coordination with cable and broadcast network talent to provide tailor-made crisis acting," end quote. Tracy even cites a company called Crisis Actors that provides actors to use in safety drills and the like. Apparently, that is supposed to bolster his case. Now, when a local reporter caught up with Tracy and asked him about this outrage his theories might trigger, here's what he said. Listen.
"You had 20 families that were mourning that buried children. Are you concerned about that at all?"
"Well, I think that the entire country mourned about Sandy Hook. And yet, once again, the investigation that journalistic institutions should have actually carried out never took place, as far as I'm concerned. I think that we need to, as a society, look at things more carefully. Perhaps we, as a society, have been conditioned to be duped."
Now, I don't even really know what that means, what he is saying, what the words coming out of his mouth mean. To suggest the reporters on the ground didn't work to find out what happened there on the ground is beyond crazy. Everybody asks questions, but that's what we do. Journalism isn't a perfect science, of course. But to suggest that somehow means the shootings didn't happen, that 20 children weren't killed, that families didn't suffer and aren't still suffering, is beyond comprehension and obviously deeply offensive to many.